and its sources sense that the invitation was extended by Kretschmer. We didn't put out. No, no, we put out an official agreement. And secondly, that they did play a role in helping us start it. Well, Gromy could help me, but as Umar thought, he said, we cannot put it into the official statement, but we promise you we will back you up in our news stories, and we will try to make the trip look good.
I had called the command for a minute to discuss the problem of putting out, I mean, the usual problem. McGregor wants a copy, and Ziegler wants a copy, so which I don't want to do. But I do, I'm thinking of doing a briefing. That's one thing I don't know, which I think maybe we want to do. But,
we've always found that if I briefed the TV people ahead of time, it was
yeah, as far as not.
I'm listening and proceeding through the safety. No, these, no, this is not from Moscow. This is from
A.H.
Bunker.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is from Bunker just at the end. As for where we stand now, the rest is a summary and says, well, I'll read you two paragraphs. As in all complex situations, there's been a mixture of the heroic and not so heroic, but on the whole, the heroic performances stand out as the trademark of this battle to the death. Governmental leaders and leaders of the armed forces have provided sound and timely guidance, shifted their resources skillfully, and employed the governmental agencies to alleviate the hardships imposed on the people. Most tactical units have fought bravely. The young Vietnamese Air Force has flown hard and well, and the Vietnamese Navy has continued to protect the coastal areas effectively. Some of the most heroic actions of this war have been those of the people and their militia fighting for their homes and families. Different from any other time in this war, this is a battle between the defenders of South Vietnam and the invaders of the North. As for where we stand now, in 11 of the 44 provinces, important fighting has gone on and continues. In the remaining 33 provinces, the government and the population continue to function in the normal way with a quiet confidence that their government and armed forces have the strength and will to endure. The South Vietnamese government, its armed forces, and its people are holding together. We can anticipate more heavy fighting and additional hardships for the people of South Vietnam in the coming weeks. The leaders in Hanoi are staking everything on the equipment for military victory. The fabric of what the South Vietnamese have built here with our assistance has survived its severest test. The qualities demonstrated by the South Vietnamese people, in my judgment, assure that they will continue to hold.
Yeah. I would think two things ought to be done. First, why don't we have Bunker to agree to sign on? Point two, I mean, you can brief the press on that. Second, I would give just only that portion of it to Scalia.
And that
publicly we're not, but in the press we are.
But is Abrams. The trouble is Abrams.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it as well. How about Hope? Is that all right? How about Hope?
Bunker would be good. Bunker.
Well, I'd Bunker then. Bunker's that. Just if Bunker will say that much, and I think this could be done, I don't see any reason why you can't put that part of the report out. Just leave it.
That's not so.
We're starting to get some diplomatic stuff out as contrasted to straight military, too.
Right.
And that Bunker thing would be good.
And Bunker thing would be very good.
You pick out the part for the enemy. Right. Say, all right, give this to Scout and Ziggler and the rest. And then find a way they can get it out.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you raise, if I raise any with you problem, Ziggler and McGregor both want advanced copies of the speech. I have objected. The reason I have is that the first, as far as Ziggler is concerned, his people will piss on McGregor and leave out the rest. I just don't think that we want to give them that chance. I want them to have to hear the name. Do you agree with that proposition? Basically, we should not give out the copies to the press in advance of the speech. Now, the other possibility is to take out, I have in mind this, to take out the meeting. I have before me a report from Jersey General. He gives a call. I take the section on Abrams based on this. In other words, it's page 4, 5, and 6, up in the first paragraph of 6. In other words, the decisions, in other words, write the story for them, the story being the news, and say, all right, gentlemen, here's the guts of it. The president, of course, is still working on the other part. You give the rest of it to the
president. When would he give it out? When would he give it out?
He give it some in advance, right after the evening news.
Kind of.
Well, now, they must hold it to 10.
Oh, sure.
They got to go out and piss on it before I speak.
Embargo until after delivery.
Yeah.
And
the way I would do it would be get out that section and have and say, here, gentlemen, here's the substance of the
I just wonder how much attention does 10 cost to the other sections.
I see. Well, then don't give it up. The other thing is that Henry could just go out and read and say, I'm going to read you on President will say tonight, this, and this, and we'll have a copy of the speech at 10 o'clock.
Well, one other possibility is to do it not at 8. What we've done in the past, occasionally on briefing, is to give it out at 9:30, or let's say 45 minutes before the speech.
Or maybe 9.
Or 9. Then I brief for 20 minutes. And then they really can do a hell of a lot with it.
See, they can't anyway. There's no medium on
yes.
To do anything.
Well, they aren't going to be effective, I'm sure, one way or the other, house to the delivery anyway. We don't care whether they hear it. Give them the goddamn speech. But my point is, I just don't want it running all over the.
If I'm going to do any briefing, Mr. President, I think the TV people are more important even than the press. We've done it 3 times now, and they've always literally given what we told them to do, because if we don't give them enough time, they are then almost forced to what we
give. I think, on the other hand, according to McCrary, that you should do the press also.
Well, on the basis of trying to set the morning papers.
Yeah, here's the question. McCrary makes the point, for example, of this piece of paper that Reston wrote on you this morning.
I never talked to Redson. I have not talked to Redson in 6 months. It sounds as if I've been working Redson over. The only time I've seen
Redson. You said that to Henry, you put the very credible and go sit back to Shatter. You didn't call him out. I don't believe you. You said anything about that. I'm going to give him
a good shit. He lied over the weekend while
he's lying all the time. He doesn't know the difference anymore. So he said, he doesn't know the difference. He's like Larry. Believe me.
I think that's the difference.
You know, I agree. I had a regression, but Bobby, I think it came out fine.
You know, the point is, McCrary makes the point, using the rest of the problem as a case, that if we write the headline, if we get the story set right, he argues that we overemphasize TV.
But
the TV is right on the wind and blows away. But what's in the headlines tomorrow and in the read in the papers is what sets in people's minds.
But they didn't do anything with this.
I know, I don't think he's wrong. But the point here is, this is a story that could be written several ways. And given the opportunity to write it the way they like to, which is to piss on us.
The same thing they do is the president drastically reduces Ray and the draw from Vietnam because of North Vietnamese offensive. That's one way.
Or back to the wall by South Vietnamese collapse, or Nixon cuts troops with drugs.
You see, and I think Henry Brady, and this goes the other way, is important, and say the president has shown great confidence in Vietnamization. He has said we continue with our troop withdrawal program. And then also you can say, well, now you're going to have another one in July. Challenge that will depend on the situation then, particularly on what has happened on POW.
And also if they say, are you going to have private meetings?
Yeah.
I can make it very plain. I can say you people know how interested we have been in negotiations. That we always said that we would go if they were productive talks. Now, I won't talk about this. I could all but say.
Now, what I have in mind for the leaders.
But if I read, it should include the TV people separately. I mean, they should be separate.
Yes, as you always do.
Because with them, I've really had almost 1,000%. They
passed. We
they're so dumb that they have no choice.
The ratings, I would do them. You know, I don't know how many of them will be on after this speech.
This is what, about 15, 20 minutes?
They may be on.
In fact, it'll be.
ABC won't be on at all because they're holding the basketball game.
They're not preparing a speech?
They're preparing a speech, but they're going to hold. They won't be on afterwards because they're holding the start of the basketball game. The basketball people. They won't even have to hold it back because it wasn't going to start until about 10 after 10 anyway.
Okay.
They'll hold it though, and they'll announce the basketball so that people won't get mad for planning to watch the basketball game. They're going to say that the start of the basketball game is being delayed to
I think they're certainly beyond from 10:20 to 10:30.
ABC will not, but then
CBS, okay. Well, Henry can do them and do all three. I think the other thing that Henry now with regard to the congressmen and senators, McGregor's crowd, the real purpose there is to get them to make some strong, sterling statements. So I think there, rather than giving them the speech, I don't believe Henry ought to have to read the damn congressmen and senators. You read.
I agree. Actually, Mr. President,
but then here,
the people we had yesterday,
they're already reading.
In effect, I didn't give them the words of your speech. But I gave them the substance of the general approach of your speech, except the troop withdrawal, of course.
I think what we should do there.
And those guys are going to charge.
Henry should bring our propagandists through at Alan McGregor also. They can go early at about 7 o'clock or something
so that they know what line to get in the Congress.
Then let them start writing congressional papers and we'll notify the congressman ahead of time and we'll have
a problem with the president standing firm against this.
I wouldn't give them the text then.
No. I do not want to give the text to them.
Also, this has the advantage that.
Don't give the text. I do not want Gregor, Scalia, all to see the text in advance.
Well, I think I might give them that page 4, 5, and 6 that you were talking about.
You can do that.
Give them the elements so they know.
Scalia does tend to leave, but I don't give it.
At 7 o'clock, there's nobody to leave too, man. It doesn't matter.
Well, Henry's going to read, though. You'll be the press on that.
Yep. And then I should see the TV people say it 8 and the press and 9.
4, 5, and 6 stays it so well that
leave out the rhetoric, the deal substance.
It's like here is the key section, 4, 5, and 6, because you know it says,
and look at you had
the order statement in Congress, and I decided to be in the officials group, so second I directed order to return, but we're going to continue to bomb. And finally I ordered that we bomb or something. I rejected it.
This is a damn good
see. The congressmen are going to have their statements right at the time in order to get on the wire.
They have
to
be good at all. No, we can leave that there. You work it out.
Bob, you've seen that Moscow has put out that Brezhnev invited me.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And that they had a hand in setting up the talks.
See, they know. Probably, yeah. Whatever happens, has something going on. They want to know whatever happens. Well, they mean not. Like whatever happens, they figure that if the damn thing succeeds, they want credit. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it fails, if they figured it would fail, Mr. President,
they wouldn't want
they have never put themselves, Gromyko told me when I blew my circuit, and he said, I have wanted to put it in place to talk to a friend in Duisburg. He said, we can't do that because we're sending the mission to Hanoi. We don't want it to look like the loser, but you can say it publicly, and we will back you up, and we will make your trip look good.
Chief, over in my closet, there are, you remember the blue suits, the very light colored ones. There are two of them. There are two of them. One is rather bluish, the other is a sort of a light gray, and the other one has a sort of a speck in it.
Yes, sir.
Those three suits, you get out, and so that Mr. Carruthers can determine which of the three he prefers. And he can also look at the tie. If you have a tie, he prefers to pick two or three because
yes,
there's the wrong ones.
Yes,
just getting those three to choose from.
Yes, sir.
And if you think none of them are all right, then he can look in and pick an alternate one, although I don't think that any of the others will do. Okay.
Yes, sir.
You work out the time.
Yes,
all of that's right. Yes, sir. Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
Let me go back and with you, Bob.
Yeah, I think we can get out to 4, 5, and 6 and meet with our staff. I think that's the idea.
Good.
Has the additional advantage that it gives me a dry run at the briefing. Because
right.
Once when I briefed you January 25th speech,
yeah.
I did not do well with the staff, and then it
right.
helped me so much that
it's
I did a really good briefing.
Yes.
No, but it helps me because they ask nasty questions, and that's good. I was annoyed, frankly, when they did it then.
We all were.
But it helped me give one of the best briefings I gave accurately doing it.
And incidentally, I think it's good for him to do this. They'll try to get it to his Moscow thing, and he can say, well, the Radio Moscow had said this, and who's to find it? You pulled that, can't you?
I can say it. These reports of diplomatic sources. So,
yeah. I'm not going to comment upon them. I mean, they roll your eyes. That's what you want.
Oh, this thing, they are building a very nice restaurant.
Listen, as they said, the left wing doesn't know what to do with this center because they figured it's something is up.
And I really think, Mr. President, it couldn't be done through the Freedom because the Freedom says, these guys are tough and determined, and this fellow said, well, he's taken in by the Americans. In fact, when I came into my first meeting with Brezhnev, he said, jokingly, maybe the Freedom should sit on your side of the table. He's an Amerikanski. And they now know they really mean it. And they wouldn't tie themselves to Vietnam, of course. They would like to keep you from doing going worse. But if they knew it was guaranteed to fail, they are putting themselves into a tough spot. It also forces Hanoi to come through on May 2nd. And this was put out after you said the first order of business is ending the invasion. I incidentally got off the cut. These WhatsApp drilling just in case that ceasefire offer comes. And they all say now that if we get a ceasefire without their having captured more than one provincial capital, it will be a shattering defeat for North Vietnam.
What provincial capital are they going to capture? Plaku, is that a provincial capital?
Plaku, but Con Tum, I think they're going to get.
When will they get that?
We could too. That could happen. It depends how that goddamn division fights. But it could go like all these other things.
They're not going to get unlocked.
If they don't get it by this weekend, over this weekend, I would say every succeeding wave has less steam than the preceding one. And
the news reports are right, we're getting more info. There's nothing left in that lock.
The town itself is. If we had lost it 4 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, we could have written it off. It's 3 miles from the Cambodian border. It's a sign of their weakness that it's become a symbol at all. I don't think they're going to get out of luck anymore.
But you think they probably didn't come to how big a town is Con Tum? It's nothing.
Mr. President, there are 10 newsmen in this town who remember that room, I think that, well, at least we have a good chance of getting it.
From a mail there, which is an air car.
Oh, he's magic. Well,
you're sure?
The fact is, oh, yeah.
I don't trust him anymore.
But he's got the methods. I'm asking for the data. Show me every morning at 7:45 the actual plot where the B-52s are dropping. Each individual box is on a map.
What about the tank air? What about the gunships?
Well,
what about the other
on tank air and gunships, they have to drop them right north of Khartoum, that they're about, no, there are 1,500 South Vietnamese that are still coming through the lines. They wanted to get them 24 more hours before they start shooting everything up that moves there. But they are stopped at the river. We've blown up the bridge. Oh, I've got some pictures. Can I go and get them in the hot pot fire?
Sure. Strategy to him.
lowers its 100% voter enthusiasm.
What is Andrews' concern?
Well, Andrews...
No,
Andrews is also for it now. Andrews' concern was that you were making it too personal. He doesn't understand it's precisely the personal qualities. You haven't been personal in your November 3rd speech. If you had given the speech I drafted for you, it would have fallen flat. But secondly, this isn't even so personal. You're not
I don't think it is.
You're not talking about your presidency. But Andrews is very content with it now. I spent 45 minutes with him. He's a nice boy.
Oh, he's terrific.
He's a fine boy.
He's a contagious boy. And how are you? You went over it. And of course, we put in, you want to put in it with a commentary on the education of our morality and education of our leadership. I think that's not bad. And in a day for the mighty to prey upon the weak all around the world, that's a damn good line. It would be to deny peace the chance peace deserves to have.
It is a damn good speech. I think it's a beautiful ending. I hope you won't change much in this.
Why not, don't you? I've got to go over now, Mr.
But you'd want to do that. But I think this is an eloquent speech. It's a simple speech. And it's true, and it's a powerful document. And what we've done in the last week positions it beautifully, because neither the Dubs nor the Hawks can attack it.
One thing you will run into is that my briefings and how this is disappointing, nothing new. And I believe later the sons of Richard to say I get in them. You might get in the fact, gentlemen, that it's trying that you all call this lot of blood an invasion. I wish you'd make that point this afternoon. I think you ought to be quite tough on some of those things.
Oh, I'll be nice.
And
you see, we can keep this thing going. Okay. say that. Rogers can say that only because he literally doesn't know the difference between an ABM and an SLVM. All Smith had was a vague reference. On the ABM, he had about 80% of what I have. On the SLVM, he had nothing. And on the duration, I didn't even tell you that. They gave us 5 years. They had offered three. And that we also got, but that's something we can conceivably hold for the summit. But I think to have a sum and salt signing ceremony is worth more to you.
Great.
And that you can have.
That beautiful hall and everything, you know.
Oh, they have a beautiful hall. They showed me where they want to do it.
Great.
In the hall. And the first Tsarist hall built in the Kremlin. A beautiful icon. It's a beautiful place.
It is.
And the place where they're giving the state dinner is magnificent. Have you ever been in the Kremlin?
Yeah, I've never.
Do you remember the Georgian Hall?
I forgot. No, we had a lunch there or something.
They have one place where they give the state dinner, they 1,200 people. It's a magnificent hall. And then the plenary sessions they have in the Hall of Catherine the Great, which is also magnificent. And then, as I told you, they'll close off the whole Kremlin while you're there. And they've set up a little winter garden with a lot of plants. They say they just hope the president likes to walk around. It could take 10 minutes to get there. It's such a huge place. We've just got to say ferocious on Vietnam.
That's about the easiest thing to do. Because I'll tell you, I think these dubs, as you often said, Henry Martin, say, there ain't no way to satisfy Mr. President. Don't you think so? If any of them had said that you would get away with it, the fallout bomb camp in North Vietnam in May of the election year with the summit coming off, no. Like Washington Post's editorial this morning, I thought the gist of it is that this is Nixon's war, that after all these made reports and so forth, that it's clear that the Nixon, the disclosures, which the Post has disclosed, have shown that Nixon was told before that it would all fail, and he insisted on continuing the war despite the Nixon recommendation. You know, it's really what do you think? I think it is an outrage. But I think if you're going to break that back to it, I believe Mr. President must never forget us, you know. I think Irish should be a big issue in the campaign. I think we should say
if we can survive.
Mr. President, it
is not in peace to survive. I think I have a feeling based on this thing that they can. I think you're right. They may lose weight, lose and may lose that. They're holding well in the other areas, and particularly with Abrams. According to Haig, he says Abrams is good at bombing and that sort of thing. And do you agree with that or not?
Yes. If he uses firepower, he's very good.
He knows how.
And Vietnam sending two more squadrons out, and I'm told more of today. If you want to open another air base in Thailand, open another air base and get more planes out. Don't tell us that a change is missing. Oh, if we had conducted the larger tragedy and fell back on the we had conducted the operations last year where we did this in both Cambodia and Laos, we would have won and we wouldn't be out of the war.
good.